The definition of the word fiction is something invented by the imagination. Fiction books have affected people's lives in our history. Fiction may not be real, but it always seems to affect reality in some way. Today, people have discovered factual information to prove that fiction for sure does change reality. Fiction books have changed our perspective on love, friendship, and discrimination. Many books have affected our perspective on love. Fiction books have shown things time and time again that affected people's perspectives on love. The poem What Love Isn't explains how love is hard in many different ways. People can never really express how they feel about love, but love is always surprising. It is now to the end. It is never a slither, never a little. It is a full serving. It is too much and real, never pretty or clean. It stinks. You can smell it coming. Quote unquote, yours, the daily world. This poem was made to let you know that whatever you try to do to make love perfect, it won't work. It won't work because love is not and will never be perfect, no matter how hard the people in the relationship try to make it perfect. Poems and fiction books have not only affected the way we think about love, but have also affected the way we think about reality as a whole. Graham Simpson's book, The Rosie's Project, has had many effects on love and how people need to be more accepting when it comes to it. This book is separated into two parts. It stated the idea that love doesn't come easy and it will take some time to be steady, but that doesn't ever mean the people in the relationship should give up on love. For example, The Rosie's Project's second half is explaining to you the life of a man who had an undiagnosed Asperger's syndrome. The main character in the story doesn't let his syndrome stop him from finding someone to love. This novel showed that if love is powerful enough, nothing and no one can stop you from loving someone. Fiction has affected our opinion on friendship. Emily Brown's poem titled Love and Friendship describes how friendship is a wonderful thing and can always be relied on. Emily Brown compares a holy tree to friendship. Emily uses figurative language to describe that most friendships are very loyal. This poem impacts the reality because it showed that love can never overpower friendships. Jennifer Weiner's book Best Friends Forever has had an effect on friendships and how we think about them. In this book, the two main characters, Addie and Valerie, believe that they are going to be best friends forever, but when their teenagers approach, Valerie is swept into a popular crowd of friends and starts to separate herself from Addie. This same situation happens in a lot of people's friendship. This novel did a great job showing that you should never take your real friends for granted. Friendships were affected big time by this novel. Many people don't realize that the things they do have big effects on people's point of views on discriminations. Some books have tried to help society change their way of how it handles discrimination, but it doesn't always work. The book The Boy in the Striped Pajamas shows the life of a 9-year-old German boy named Bruno who becomes friends with a 9-year-old Jewish boy named Shmuel. Bruno eventually realizes that Shmuel is in a concentration camp where he is brutally beaten and mistreated all because of his religion. Some of today's society still discriminates. For example, ever since September 11, 2001, many people discriminate Muslims because they see all of them as terrorists. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas has shined a huge light on discrimination and has even helped fix the mistreatment of people because of their religion. Fiction books have made a huge impact on society's problem with discrimination. Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote the book Uncle Tom's Cabin to address the passing of slave bill. Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote this novel to try and end slavery. She was trying to get the white Americans in the South to know about the terrible things that have been happening to the slaves in the South. In 1862, Abraham Lincoln supposedly said, "Sue the little lady who started this great war," to Harriet Beecher. This book is believed to be one of the reasons that the Civil War was started. The people in the North that read Harriet's novel helped fight in the Civil War and end slavery. Fiction changed the world's perspective on love, friendship, and discrimination. As you read, fiction has helped people take love seriously, understand friends and how friendship works, and fix society's problem with discrimination. Fiction has shaped our history and is continuing to do so today. Fiction has affected our history and will forever continue to affect our everyday lives.